You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Freaking night. How are you? This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Wednesday night, the 19th of December 2007. No guest tonight. It's open lines. Going to be open lines all week long. And so we're going to be here just me and you as we head towards the Christmas holiday. And it is coming up on us so fast. I was just... My mom and I were talking today, and we were talking about the holidays at her house. And she and I said, "Man, this has really slipped up this year." And she says, "Oh man, it has." And so she is back getting everything ready, and for everybody to come over. My sister, one of my sisters, is going to come in from Chicago, so that's going to be fun. And we'll get to see nieces and nephews. Not going to get to see the grandkids, though. That bothers me. But we'll get to see them afterwards, and have a good time with them. And but tonight it's open lines. Talk to you at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff we're going to go into tonight. This gun bill. This Veterans Disarmament Act, as passed both houses of Congress, has not been passed by the decider yet, I would imagine he will. And this was a bill supported by the NRA. We're going to get into it, and some other stuff that's got me mad. I came across an article about 10:45 Central Time tonight. And it has got me lit up like a Christmas tree. We're going to get into that. And there's an announcement from the Tancredo campaign. We'll talk about that. Karl Rove might be scared of Ron Paul. Plus, we got Ron Paul's appearance on the Neil Cavuto show today. Neil Cavuto is just an idiot. And you know, he suffers from MS. And I really want to like the guy because, I mean, here's a guy that pushes through a debilitating disease and works, but man, he just does it for the wrong side. And, if he would actually talk about the economy on his show, I think that might actually help. But to tell the truth would be a difficult story for Mr. Cavuto. But we will have that, plus a response to Mr. Glenn Beck's claim the people are wanting to kill him. About that and so much more. Coming up here on the program tonight. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mouseketeer roll call time. As everybody seems to be assembled in the chat rooms. glad everybody is there. Let's start first with the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. Just pop in there and click the link that says chat. And grab a name and you are kicking. Your name and a password, and you're in. Let's see who we got. We got CPR, Fresh, Grump, Gulag 2008, Jack Spratt, and Jack Spratt, it is friggin' good to see you too. Chris, Larry, Mona Montgomery, Steven Vista, Tanana, Techie, and Wolf. Everybody in there, just always a great conversation in there. Tanana's sitting up there in Alaska. It's minus 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Brrr, definitely a three-dog night. I mean, definitely a three-dog night. All right, over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got A. Barry Jane, who arrived just in time, Chow to Time, D. Alistair, David B., Doug, Fates Webb, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, Chris Lee, Listen to Me. No, Listen to Me. Low Tech, Mike CTW, Strong Frog, and, of course, the Double O Viper. And Viper's been one of these faithful listeners that has been, I think he came, the very second show that I ever did last year on my own, he was there and has been around ever since. And a smart guy, knows, well, done a lot of research, got a lot of information. I think he's like 21 years old. No, he's not even that. He's 20. I think he's 20. And, I mean, I tell you, a lot of these kids know a lot of stuff. And they're doing their work, and they know what's up. And they want to take their country back. And I can't blame them. We've not done a very good job for them. So, I mean, it's and but more and more people are waking up to this and that what's going on. And they're more and more seeing it. And, you know, for as people get older, though, you know, it's so so hard to. Oh, by the way, Uber Noob just popped into the Midnight Rider Show chat room. So hello to Uber Noob. We want to make sure we get everybody. You know, it's hard for people to break up their paradigms. You know, what things that they're locked into, things they believe. And I know it was tough for me. My word, it was tough. And it wasn't something I wanted to do. But I've just finally forced myself to. And the more I saw, the madder I got, the more upset I got about things. And then eventually one day just came to the point I had to do something. And in my own small way, this is what I'm doing. And that's bringing information to you and trying to spread information as far and wide as I possibly can. And I'm tickled to death to be a part of it. Tickled to death to be a part of RBN. And what's going on? There is a lot of news tonight, and a lot of stuff that we're going to get into. This gun bill that's been passed by both houses of our Congress. I think the key word here is con. The antithesis of progress is alarming. Is it unexpected? No. I talked with some people that after this mall shooting, that this type of thing was just, you know, bound to happen. And again, another kid on SSRIs, like this Hung Sweet Cho was at Virginia Tech, and this kid in this mall just, you know, he didn't have a chance. Life totally wasted. 19 years old, and he goes, you know, on these medications most of his teenage years, and flips out. You know, and walks in, and I think there has to be some things, some questions here that, as a result of this type of shooting, that a couple of weeks removed, boom, this piece of legislation passes both houses of Congress, where it had been staled and stymied, because of a senator from Oklahoma named Tom Coburn, and finally all of a sudden they reach a compromise. Essentially what this means is anybody who's ever been to a psychiatrist, anybody who's labeled as mentally ill or have a mental disorder of any type is not going to be able to have a gun. I mean, and this even goes to kids that are labeled being hyper, ADHD, in elementary schools and put on Ritalin. They'll never be able to have a gun. And with our troops that are overseas and those that are already back, there's information that says 1 in 4 suffer from some type of mental problem like PTSD. But this is when you've got so many of these guys and gals that have been over the 3 and 4 tours, and we've got women in combat over there too. That's not widely publicized, but you know they are. The Army and the Pentagon planners back in during World War II had estimated that it would take 295 days for a soldier in combat to go mad. Now, you think, and that's why guys in World War II were doing one tour and they were home. They did the year they came back. In this case, we've got guys that have been over there 3, 4, some even 5 times. And you can't, your mind is not equipped to deal with the carnage and the things that you see that your buddy's being killed. And the fact that civilians are dying there. So they're seeing kids die and women die. People that aren't aren't involved in the fighting whatsoever. And that takes their toll. And so far, a minimum of 1 in 4 diagnosed with PTSD. So that what that means is when they come back here, they lose their Second Amendment right to a firearm. And so you're going to have hundreds of thousands of troops come back here and not be able to own a firearm. Oh, because they might snap. They're not criminals. They've not done anything wrong. He says, oh, well, we think you're a certain way. Your mind's not right, boy. You got your mind right? No, my mind ain't right now. Well, get in there. Get in that ditch and dig that hole. Your mind's not right. Sorry, flashback to Cool Hand Luke. But they're going to be labeled as mentally defective and put in a database. If they go to purchase a gun, oops, I'm sorry, you're mentally defective. You can't have a gun. Now, this is going to be wide-reaching. And folks, this is done on purpose. They're trying to disarm us. And I've looked at some analysis from Gun Owners of America. If you even have a run-in with Child Protective Services, they can put you on this list. So if somebody calls in because they're mad at you, and CPS pays you a visit, by right or wrong, they can put you on this list. Now, let me tell you, it's like this in the state of Oklahoma, and I'm sure it's in others. These tip lines are anonymous. They don't ask any questions. They don't ask who you are. Nothing. So you can call up and say anything about anybody you want to say, and it's investigated. Oh, my. All of a sudden. I mean, boom. And there's countless people's lives that have been ruined because somebody gets mad and calls the state. I think there's a problem at their house. Go get them. Oh, no. And look, we did the foster care thing. We've had kids in foster care here, and I got to tell you, some of them didn't need to be here. Should have been home with their mom. And some of the kids realized that they ran off. Old enough to know their grandmother's phone number, and they made contact and one day left. Outside playing, next thing I know, they're gone. And that's a sinking feeling, let me tell you. But so basically, they can come up, they can make up a reason for you not to be able to have a gun, because the idea is to have everybody in this country unarmed. So if you're sitting there taking Paxil, or you're on Prozac, or whatever, they're going to be able to come in and say, I'm sorry, Bill, since you've, since you've had a little problem there, and you're taking Paxil, we just can't let you have a gun anymore because, well, you might go shoot something up. I don't have any intention of doing that. I've just been feeling a little down. Well, I know, but sorry, can't have it. You're mentally defective. That's the name of that tune. Sorry. Will not allow you to participate. You'll not be able to have your constitutional rights because you're taking a pill. We just think you're dangerous, pal. And this is sick. I mean, it is literally sick. And this is what we've come to. This is New York Democratic Senator Chucky Schumer. This bill will make America safer without affecting the rights of a single law-abiding citizen. Oh, but well, if you've had a sort of rough patch and you're not feeling up to snuff, and now doctors prescribe Prozac and Paxil and this type of stuff, Wellbutrin. Hey, you're on Wellbutrin. Well, I use it to stop smoking. No. Chantix, this medicine they use for to stop smoking, has caused people to flip out. Your doctor offers to give you this stuff, you say no and you run away. It's time to put the shrinks and these people out of business, and it's time to send these SOBs in Washington home. Love to hear your thoughts about it. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll talk to Clarence in Oklahoma. You're locked in to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast tonight on the TruthNet Radio Network, as always, and on KU Satellite. Hello, everybody listening on the bird. As it hangs up there in the sky, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, in geosynchronous orbit, right there, beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. And everybody listening to the program tonight on a low-power FM and AM station across the country, welcome aboard, and a big howdy and thank you to everybody operating those stations. I say this every night, and I mean it every night. Without you guys, our job would be a lot harder. And we're glad that you're out there and that this message is getting out. And want to say hi also to AM and FM stations everywhere that are carrying the program tonight as well. Clarence in Oklahoma, welcome to the program. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, thanks. I've got a new nickname for you. It's Mitty for the midnight.
Mitty. Okay. I'll deal with that. How did you survive the ice storm, Clarence? I'd wondered about you.
I was without power for a week.
Oh, were you?
And I just got it last Saturday, and I just got my telephone and everything else, today, this morning.
Wow.
That's why I have the local communications outfit with, you know, everything, your cable, your, and this is how I listen to you on a computer.
Right.
And with the phone.
Right.
I've got it all through them, and if I, that's why I was incommunicado.
There you go, incognito for a while for certain.
Or something.
Yeah,
like,
my mom.
I couldn't, you know, even, you know, but I did, you know, and I couldn't even listen on the, gosh, I wish you were on shortwave and you had the money to do that. Because,
right.
You know, that's the only two Patriot radio stations I could listen to during the whole time were on shortwave.
Wow.
And, but at any rate, that's the way things went. And I was just wondering, you know, I know you're within the area, and did you lose power or anything
like
that?
Actually, we got lucky, and we stayed up the entire time. It blinked a couple of times, and I'm out of here on the west side, out around Yukon.
Yeah.
And excuse us while we have some Oklahoma City chat.
Yeah.
No, I'm on the west side of town, and we managed to keep our power. But oddly enough, there's a neighborhood that's a new neighborhood behind me.
Mm-hmm.
They were without, and some people I know that were 500 yards from me as the crow flies, they were out, and they were one of the last ones to get put back up. But my mom, she lives out around Hera,
yeah,
which is on the east side of Oklahoma City for everybody, and she mm-hmm. was out without for a week, too.
Yeah, yeah, it was really strange. I went to my sister's house, and she's just like a block, I mean, just a street up and then a block west of me
mm-hmm.
in Bell City. And she was one of the few people in that whole, that they had like eight houses and it just stopped as a short block.
Yeah.
And they had power and no one else, I mean, just all dark.
Wow. That was like that in a couple of instances around here because I went down one street and there were extension cords running all across the street, all up and down the street. One side had it, the other side didn't.
It is really weird. Well, that's enough. I don't want to, you know, burden your listeners with our.
No, did you want to talk about this gun control, this gun bill tonight? Because
That's exactly what I was.
Well, please go right ahead.
I served in the security police of the United States Air Force 30 years ago. And I'm not taking those pills you're saying, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
They're getting ready to, when you fill out a form, see, to buy a firearm, you have to fill out a form now. And that's like, to me, having one is a natural right. But no,
right.
Now you've got a form. You've got to go through the authority to get that right to have what our you know, the people that made this country mm-hmm. said is a God-given right.
Right.
Is to have a firearm. And that, or have a means to protect yourself. But yeah, no, they'll say to me, and I'll tell you, I'm on Paxil. Well, I work for the federal government out here at a well-known installation that you know about here.
Right.
And I'm retired from there. And I was on that the last few years. And I won't go on. We'll talk about this another time. But, I mean, if you people think that was a great deal. But if you work out there, if you aren't kind of a little bit off, they'll put you to where you need something to kind of
right.
settle you down.
Sure.
And this is really crazy because... just because a person has to take something to, you know, get them through whatever, they will use any excuse, and this is what's coming up. They're going to make... See, they won't just do the Second Amendment away with it. What they will do is they'll just keep narrowing it down and narrowing
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, stop right there, Clarence. Hold your thought right there. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Okay.
Again, it's all incrementalism. Back in just a minute... with more, if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. The number 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Talk of flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Paul's starting to line up here. We've got Clarence in Oklahoma continuing through the break with us here. And Clarence, you're right. Piece by piece, they take the piece, the portions of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that they don't like, and they slowly just erode it away through legislation or through executive fiat, or they just ignore the law totally.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
They'll just, you know, it's just a little bit here, a little bit there. And then, you know, while, of course, everyone knows about the old analogy of the frog.
Right.
Put in the, you know, if you put the frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump out. But if you put the frog in a pot of just cool water, just gradually raise it up, it'll sit there and boil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening, and the American people do not understand this.
It's a soft tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have jackbooted thugs in the streets. It's a soft tyranny, and it just little by little, they're turning the heat up on that pot.
Absolutely. And that's, look, I don't have to tell you. I live, I'm over here in Oklahoma County. And I actually met our sheriff years ago when I'll give you a little bit of my background. I was a DOD, a Department of Defense police officer at the local installation here. And I know something about law enforcement. I know about law. And I'll tell you that what they're doing right now flies ever in the face of what I was taught 30 years ago.
Sure.
And our sheriff is putting all the deputies in black uniforms.
Yep.
I now understand there's a meaning to this. This is the only thing they don't have, I guess, is little lightning bolts on their collars.
Oh, you just wait, it'll come.
And I wrote a letter to our local newspaper about 2 months ago. And, of course, you know the Daily Rag here will not print anything. But I told them in that letter, the sheriff is setting up all these, and he said, boy, he was bragging. Oh, we're going to set up all these roadblocks. On weekend nights, and they'll be random.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll stop everybody, you know, at the... That flies in the face of the Fourth Amendment.
Sure does.
And, I mean, they have no probable cause. Look, I was there. I used to be a police officer. I was taught. I'm not an expert on constitutional law, but they taught us what to do not to get sued and not to, you know. But nowadays, they don't even care.
No.
They're going to be out there. And they're going to just stop you. I can't do German accents well, but, you know, your papers, please.
Right.
And this is happening to people right now, and they don't really understand it. They'll think, well, it's nice and patriotic since there's a war on terror, and that's what this whole war on terror is being used for, is to take us into tyranny and to take us into... I don't even know what to say.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Clarence, and I appreciate the call. I'm glad you're nice and warm.
Believe me, I'm glad I am too. I did have a good place to go to, but I'll tell you what, otherwise it would have been sad.
Yeah, most certainly. Well,
it's great to talk to you. I just wanted to get that off my chest and. Hope you have a good program tonight, and I'll be listening to you then.
Well, it's been made better by your presence here, and so I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
Aaron in Colorado, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, like your show. Love your show.
Thank you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good.
It seems like whenever we research this stuff, it's just round and round with these New World Order groups. I checked out the Carlyle Group. I thought I knew a lot about the Carlyle Group before, and I checked it's not, you have to be asked to be in the Carlyle Group. It's not a public company. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
And, well, okay. And also, they require $5 million to join once they ask you if you're going to be one. Blair was just asked right before he stepped down. Over in England, he was asked if he would join. I'm not sure if he did join, but about a year ago, I read that the Carlyle Group, amongst funding the war machine, everything from boots and belts and ammo, what they do, they're conduit. They allow weapons and boots and spoons, and they allow the war to happen. I heard that they just bought up a whole bunch of pharmaceutical companies. This was about a year and a half ago.
Right.
I think this was after they forced the military soldiers to take the anthrax shots. And I believe thousands were either maimed or killed after taking that shot. On the Power Hour, they discussed that. But the Carlyle Group goes right into the ways and means of providing the war to investing itself into shots. And now they make a law that says our returning soldiers who have problems can't own weapons. I think their next step is to invest themselves in the United States prisons. Wouldn't that make
sense? Well, that makes perfect sense, Aaron. And I think you're probably spot on, because one of the biggest industries right now in this country in small towns is private prisons.
Yes, it is. And they're getting sued all over the place. Wackenhut's getting sued. And there's small privately owned prisons getting sued for sexual abuse and molesting female prisoners and this and that and the other thing. They use our taxpayer dollars to pay for these, and I'm sure that some of the judges and people in the criminal justice system are invested in these companies. They're getting caught with their pants down, and people are getting fed up and suing. And the next step is, well, there's a couple steps I foresee. One is there's so many states that are trying to get hemp and marijuana legal, because hemp
right.
is a wonderful product. It's
mm-hmm.
God, it's nature, it's from God, and it's pure. We could actually, our country could probably turn itself around. The only thing we make that I know of is porn and bombs.
Yeah.
And if we had hemp, we could make build buildings out of wood, paper, clothes, you name it.
I think the latest estimate was over 60,000 products I heard the other day.
Buildings, it's not concrete and steel, but the wood.
Well, as a matter of fact, Aaron, they take a part of the herds of the hemp plant, and they're making cinder blocks with them in France. And some people over there who are building the houses, there's such a demand for them, but they're only able to get enough hemp to build 300 houses a year. But you can make cinder blocks with these. They're 1/6 the weight, and they're stronger than a regular cinder block.
Well, if you actually just – I'm getting off topic here, but if you research hemp, the reason that hemp and pot were outlawed and illegal was because the paper barons were
mm-hmm.
scared that the hemp farmers could make their paper cheaper, and they were the paper barons. When I say that, the newspaper barons.
Right, William Randolph Hearst.
That's right.
The king of yellow journalism.
So they put some people in power that demonized pot and demonized hemp, and so then that was disallowed.
Right.
But anyway, back to the loop here with Carlyle Group doing the pharmaceuticals. They do the war machine, they do the pharmaceuticals. I think they're going to be into the prisons. What we're going to see, what I was going to say is with the with cancer patients and others that want hemp and pot access to these natural drugs, which are passing all over the United States, I
mm-hmm.
think they're going to slowly let the nonviolent regular Joes that are in our prisons sitting doing 15, 20 years, they're going to let them out. They're going to let the illegals out because we're sick of them. And what are we going to fill those prisons with, Mike? What do you think they're going to fill those prisons with?
Patriots like you and me if they get the chance to catch us.
And maybe the hundreds of thousands of vets that come back with post-traumatic
yeah.
stress disorder.
Very, yeah. very possible. Aaron, great points. Great
Thanks
call.
A lot, Mike.
I appreciate it. Let's go to definitely. Let's go to Avery in Iowa. How are you this evening? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
So I thought it was pretty interesting how you opened up your show with the talk about Paxil.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm a nursing student. And,
right.
Mm-hmm. My expertise is more in medicine and pharmaceutical companies than really anything else. And so after you made that statement, you know, I have a lot of experience with antidepressants. So I dug out my Mosby's medical drug reference, and with any antidepressants, just listen to the side effects. This is ridiculous. The most serious adverse reactions are paralytic ileus, acute renal failure, hypertension, and hypertensive crisis, depending on the specific product. Common side effects are dizziness, drowsiness, diarrhea, dry mouth, urinary retention, and orthostatic hypotension. However, the contradictions are convulsive disorders, prostatic hypertrophy, and severe renal, hepatic, and cardiac disease, depending on the type of medication. The precautions. Antidepressants should be used cautiously in suicidal patients, severe depression, schizophrenia, hyperactivity, diabetes mellitus, pregnancy, and the geriatric. So, anybody who uses antidepressants are going to have a lot of these side effects, and the people who use them are the people who I named off.
Yeah.
So, how does this tie into gun control? Well, you know, if they're already depressed, well, they're like, well, no, let's think about this. Do we want to give this guy a gun? You know, that maybe that's the reason why the guy went up and shot up that mall. Who knows, right? You said he was on, did they confirm he was on Paxil?
Yeah, he'd been on a number of different drugs. He was on a ton of, had been on SSRIs throughout his life. He'd been in foster care, group homes, the whole nine yards. Basically, once he came of age, they just cut him loose. And he had no support system, no nothing. I mean, this is a kid that's on his own. He'd been in psychiatric care for years. No telling who his psychiatrist was. I mean, what's weird is you come to find out that people like McVeigh and others like that end up, their psychiatrist ends up being somebody involved with MK Ultra at one point in time.
Yeah.
You just don't know who these people are being treated by.
Right.
And what their backgrounds are. And so, I mean, there's no telling what made this kid finally snap.
Right. And, it's my experience with medication and stuff like that is that there's always a side effect to medication.
Right.
Regardless
sure.
of what you're taking. You take Pepto-Bismol, you can get constipated. Okay?
Right.
That's painful. We've heard about the stories of the parents over-medicating their toddlers and their infants on what cough medicine and cold medicine, because they didn't know the correct dosage.
Right.
You know, any drug is dangerous, and everything
has to
be taken in moderation. And the
sure.
thing is that you got to realize that maybe this kid acquired this gun illegally, or maybe it was sold to him. Did they confirm that?
That I don't know. I've never checked into it, but still, he had no criminal record.
He had no criminal record, support system, I mean... To me, anybody who doesn't have a support system shouldn't be on drugs. They should be having that support system before they get on the drugs.
Exactly. And the very thing with this kid that, he becomes the poster child, the final poster child to pass this. I'll admit this is the guy that shouldn't have had a gun. But the thing is this extends to people who've come home from the war.
Right.
That because they might have some issues, they might be having some nightmares about what happened, and I don't know a soldier that's come back from a war that didn't have them.
Right, and my husband was in the National Guard.
Right.
And his buddies have told him stories of them having to run over children.
Sure.
Now, come on, I work in a nursing home, and it hurts me when one of my patients dies.
Yeah.
Now, how would it feel if I was in that tank or in that Hummer and ran over a child? That would kill me. I would really want to kill myself after that.
That is something I do not
want to live through.
And that story that your husband's told you, I've had confirmed by other soldiers.
Yeah, what do they call it? That black...
Blackwater?
Yes, Blackwater. And they're the reason why there's so... I should say not the whole reason, but they're part of the reason why all that crazy stuff happens. And then you wonder why you have to put your soldiers on Paxil and all that good stuff. And, they don't have... I hardly even believe that they have a support system after coming back from Iraq. I don't believe it one bit.
They're having to put one in place because there's so many, but they don't want to treat them. They're cutting funding for for the VA and that type of thing. Hey, we've already used you up. We don't care. Get gone.
Right. And so, you know, let's not revert to pharmaceuticals. Let's revert to a support system. And it's cheaper to have a support system than it is to have pharmaceuticals, because you're going to be on pharmaceuticals for the rest of your life. And when you have a support system, when you go into actual therapy, when you talk to people who have actually been through the same experiences you have been through, it's all emotional. And, you know, any type of drug that you take as an antidepressant or for your central nervous system, it's going to slow you down, and it's going to mess up the rest of your body.
Yeah.
And when you're in pain, you don't want to live.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you do?
You pick up a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who hasn't had suicidal thoughts? But you know,
I'm certainly not going to confess to any now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly going to be used against me.
Right. You know,
there's no way.
Oh yeah.
No.
You know, the point being is that, you know, people who have suicidal thoughts seek treatment or seek support.
Yeah, there's always a cry for help. I appreciate the call. Great points and great information. All right, we've got Craig in Iowa and Arthur in Tennessee. Holden, we'll get to them when we come back. This is the Midnight Rider.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider. This bill is, you know, is insane. You know, it's been proven that With guns in the hands of people, crime goes down because somebody trying to break in the door in the middle of the night doesn't know if the person on the other end is going to be packing. And it's an equalizer. And so they're going to stay away. Towns like Kennesaw, Georgia, low crime rate, even though they're growing. It's, well, let's just take them guns away from everybody. You don't need that. You ain't departing of a well-regulated militia. You don't need no gun to protect yourself. We got police for that. Well, yeah, while they're sitting there eating Krispy Kremes and sucking down coffee, somebody's getting killed or somebody's wife's getting raped because some fool hopped up on medicine or some illegal drug is popping in there trying to rob the place, and he finds your wife at a welcome Target. You're in the corner scared because you can't find nothing to beat the fool off with. Craig in Iowa, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I got 3 points, and I'll try to get them off quick so I don't take up too much time.
Right ahead.
The first one is, now I'm a child, I guess, of the 80s. I was born in 70, raised in the 80s, and I got a perfect song. I went through the lyrics tonight, and I think it's exactly from the New World Order.
Okay.
And it's, We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Just listen to the lyrics.
Okay.
And the second one is, I have a disabled daughter that I gave her a kidney. She had a kidney transplant. You know, they have a whole bunch of drugs to give her, and I went through the drugs. And, you know, I took her off some drugs myself that I found that she didn't even need. And, you know, I never had any problems. She never had any problems. Doctor said, you know, no problem. And I found out, and I mean, I don't want to step on any, you know, any of your sponsors' toes or anything, but I'm finding out that vitamin C really is a... is pretty much cure-all for a lot of this stuff. Because, you know, my wife's a nurse, my wife's an RN, and she works in a clinic. And at these times when they spread these chemtrails all over, people are just flocking in to the clinic because they're, you know, they have colds and runny nose and they're coughing, their chests are hurting. And I'm sitting here and I'm taking about 3,000 milligrams spread out throughout the day, and I have no symptoms at all.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and I'm just saying that I really think that's a good cure-all for it. And I guess the last thing is about the guns. And me and my brother-in-law, about a year ago, we put into the ATF to be gun dealers. It took about 8 months, and we got our gun license. And I just, you know, I'm just, you know, I know what's going on. I know, I know about all, you know, New World Order. I know what's happening, but I'm just wondering, why would they give us a dealer's license to sell guns?
I don't know. I don't even know why you have to have a dealer's license to sell a weapon. Why do you even have to be registered? When the Constitution says your right to have a firearm will not be abridged. Again, it's a soft tyranny. Thanks for the call, Craig. It's a soft tyranny that they use. Just increment here, increment there. Nobody's in the street yet knocking you down, so people go for it. All right, hour one's done. Back in a minute with more on the Midnight Rider. With